Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Shin Ayin Hey and begin Simen Shin Ayin Vav. So we are up to this page, Reish Mem Hey Amud Aleph. We're up to Simen Shin Ayin Hey Se'if Gimel. We were talking about cases where you have a chatzer and you have an aliyah. So you have a bunch of homes that open up into the chatzer and then a bunch of homes that open up into a second-story porch. So we were discussing how they could make two separate Eruvin unless there's a Pesach between them or a ladder between them, or they could make one Eruv and when these upper story asers on the bottom story. So let's say in front of the stairway that goes down from the marpesas to the chatzer, there's a block, there's a stone in between that's four tfachim. Then the marpesas, the fact that the marpesas didn't make an eruv with the chatzer will not aser on any of the bnei ar chatzer, because, or even the fact that the marpesas didn't make an eruv themselves will not aser on any of the bnei ar chatzer. Because by putting that stone right in front of the stairwell, that's their way of showing we are separate from you, that we are not considered to be together with you. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Yud Beis, Arba'a Tfachim, Begova Shala, along its height, Einam Arpesel Saris, Watzalomar, Afilu Atel Vamada Smuchala Betoch Arba'a Tfachim, Begovoa Asar Tfachim, Kivan Shasu Hefsek, Lefneim Arpesel, Gilu Daitim Shasilko Atzma Minachatzer, that even if you have excuse me, a tel or an amud that's within four tfachim of the marpesas and is ten tfachim high, since they made a hefsik between in front of the marpesas, they're being masalik themselves from anything that's located in that chotzer. Sif dalit zizim ayotzim eksalim. If you have ledges that protrude from the wall, kol shul lematame asar tfachim, anything that's within 10 tfachim of the ground, is an echshav mei chatzer. That's considered part of the chatzer. Bnei chatzer mishtam shimbo, and the bnei chatzer are allowed to use it. For kol shul betoch asar tfachim el yonim asmuchim aliyah, and anything that's within 10 tfachim of the aliyah, an she aliyah mishtam shimbo, then the people in the aliyah are allowed to be mishtamish, allowed to use that area. Va'anishar ben asar tachtonim atchilas asar el yonim min azizim ayotzim. Now, what if it's more than 10 tfachim below the aliyah and more than 10 tfachim off of the ground? So then, shneim asurim bo, neither of them are allowed to utilize those zizim. Vein misham shem ben kelim shavsu babatim elim kain ervu, and then you're not allowed to use them for any kelim that started Shabbos in the homes unless they made an eruv between the two areas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudalid zizim ayotzim gam ze hasif myri shebnei achatz bnei aliyah ervu kolech latzman. The case is that the bnei aliyah made their own eruv, the bnei achatz made their own eruv, so they're not joined together. They each have their own independent eruvin. And they own these zizim together. And these zizim have to be four tvachim wide. Because if they weren't four tvachim wide, then it's a makom ptur and you're allowed to do whatever you want as far as a makom ptur is concerned. So they have to be four tvachim wide to even be a potential problem. Vanishar, we said those zizin that are more than 10 tefachim off the ground and more than 10 tefachim away from the aliyah, mari b'shayu yosem me'asum tefachim in aliyah l'karka ha'chatzer. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the aliyah is more than 20 tefachim elevated above the chatzer. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a thing as a ziz that's more than 10 tefachim from the aliyah and also more than 10 tefachim from the ground. Right? That can only be if it's more than 20 tefachim in total from the ground to the aliyah. V'hu adin k'shayu pachos me'asum tefachim v'aziz omid be'em tzavein men rasar tefachim lolezev lolezev. The same halacha would apply, though, if let's say there was 18 tefachim from the ground to the aliyah, and the ziz was at the 9 tefach mark, because then it's not equally inaccessible to both; it's equally accessible to both. But the point is, it's equal to both, and whenever it's equal to both, they aser on one another because they don't have a joint eruv. So that's what we learned about last night. So now we move on to Simen Shin Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, bar shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a bar in between two chatzeros, ve'in beinayim pesach ha'chalon sheyuchla arev, and there is no pesach in the wall or window in the wall between the two chatzeros that would allow them to join together in the same eruv. O sheyesh beinayim v'lo eruv, or maybe there is, but they just didn't join in the same eruv, so they don't have one eruv to link the two chatzeros on the two sides of the bar with one another. So ein mimalim mimenu b'shabbos, you're not allowed to fill up water from that bar on Shabbos. Elim kenos mechitzas. lemaila min amayim, unless you made a mechitza the sentvach amay above the water, v'tzarech she'a tefach min amechitza yorid b'toch amayim. In addition to the regular mechitza that separates the chatzer, at least one tefach of that mechitza has to dip into the water in order to separate the two sides of the bar and say, this side of the bar belongs to this chatzer, that side of the bar belongs to that chatzer. Let's say the mechitza was built inside the bar, in the depths of the ground, starting from the bottom of the bar. You need at least the top tefach of that mechitza to stick out above the water level, so that you could distinguish one rishus from the other. The other option is to take a wide plank of wood, or plank of anything, that's four tefachim wide, and run it over the top of the bar. Then if you have either any of those things, again, either a wall that's above the bar that dips one tefach into the water, or a wall from the bottom of the bar that sticks up one tefach above the water, or you have a plank that's four tefachim wide that goes right above the bar, then each one can fill up water from their side. Vidafka, says Rama, in balumalos bekelim shel bayis. All of this is only even an issue if you're using kelim from your home to fill up the water. We already learned that you're always allowed to take from one chatzer to another chatzer. It's only kelim from a bayis that's a problem. So if you're using buckets from your chatzer, then for sure you're allowed to do it. That wouldn't be an issue to begin with. So let's see the Mishabura Aleph. Ve'ein beinehem. So we said that there is no Pesach to make an Eruv between these two chatzeros. Ratzalomar, shekosa lamafsik bein chatzeros. Omer al-gabe bar. Ein Pesach v'chalon. That the wall that separates one chatzer from the other doesn't have a doorway, doesn't have a window. So ein memalin shari kalech malim rishus chavero. The reason you're not allowed to fill up water from that bar unless you did some sort of tikkun is because you're filling up water from his bar, from the other side. By definition, elim kein asum mechitza asara, unless you did one of the tikkunim that we mentioned, such as a ten tefachai mechitza kedei lahafsik bein rishuyos, to separate the two chatzeros from each other. The kalech adol mir rishuso o mechitza sakosel shomer al gabei bar ein mal zeklal. Now, just the mechitza that goes over the bar doesn't work. The mechitza needs to be made for this purpose, and it needs to be inside the bar. It's not enough that it goes above the bar. In order for the mechitza that's in the water to be recognizable that it's separating one from the other, so it has to stick out a tefach above the water level. Even though the mechitza doesn't go all the way from the bottom of the bar all the way to the ground level, it just goes a tefach above the water level, which may be still below ground. This is a kula that we have. We just want it to be clear that you're not sticking the bucket onto the other side, into the other guy's side. Now certainly, if half of the mechitza is below the water and half the mechitza is above the water, it's even better. Meaning we said, even if just one tefach sticks out above the water, that's good enough. If half the mechitza sticks out above the water, even better. A mechitza kula, hainu shal asar tefachim, the mechitza is 10 tefachim in total. V'adinim afilu maisa aruka yoser maga'as ad karka abar, tzarekam kein hekar hafsik mi lemaila. It could be, if the bar is 20 amos deep, and the mechitza is 20 amos big, you still need that hekar mi lemaila. You still need that tefach above the water level. Nikeris hafrasha, u'bzeh tefach levad sagi, shalichadli lirushos chavero. You just have to make it a recognizable separation, so that your bucket is not going into his side of the bar. And we said similarly, if they made a plank across, that they did it for the purpose of allowing you to fill up water. If it wasn't done for that purpose, then it's no better than a mechitza that runs over the top of the bar, which just separates the chatzeros, which doesn't do you any good. It needs to be done for that purpose, to separate the two sides of the bar. So we said, each guy can fill from his side of the beam, of the plank. We view it as if that korah goes straight down all the way to the bottom of the bar. And you don't have to worry that with that it's considered like each one is drawing water from the other guy's rishos. The chacham said, when you stick a bucket in water so it can move around a little bit, the water moves, but it's never going to go more than four tvachim. So it's not going to go to the other guy's side of the, if you have a plank that's four tvachim wide, it's not, the bucket's not going to end up on the other guy's side. You're not supposed to stick the bucket all the way to his side and pull the water out. You should try to keep it on your side as best you can. But we said that if you're only using kelim that were in the chatzar to begin with, then you don't need any of this, because now you wouldn't be allowed to bring the water into your house afterwards in lo asu shum tikun without doing some sort of tikun, because the two chatzeros did not make an erev together. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Gimel we said that even though you have a bayis and an aliyah, a chatzar and an aliyah rather, that are not in a joint eruv, they will not, the aliyah will not aser on the chatzar if there's a matzeva in front of the steps. In Sif Zayin we said any zizim that are within 10 tfachim of the aliyah belong to the aliyah, within 10 tfachim of the ground belong to the chatzar, but if they're within 10 tfachim of both, or more than 10 tfachim away from both, then they aser on one another. And then in Shinayin Vav, Sif Aleph, we said that if you have a bar between two chatzeros and there's no joint eruv that joins the two chatzeros, you need one of three tikkunim. Either a mechitza that's made l'shem kach and dips at least one tefach into the water, or a mechitza from the bottom of the water that protrudes one tefach above the water, or a four tefach wide plank that goes over the center of the bar to separate them out. And all of that is presuming you want to use kalim from your bayis in order to fill up water from that bar. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, I think same time, same place, we will pick up with Se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.